You're listening to the Casuals Podcast, recording from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Daniel Harris, and I'm here with...
Amir Webb.
Christian Fazio.
Sadie Hanner.
And Francis Swamy.
We are all incoming 10th grade students at Central Catholic and Oakland Catholic. Today we're going to be discussing a few different questions. Let's start with this one. Where do you think we'll be in 10 years?
Where I will be in 10 years is being a content creator, doing photography.
I'll be somewhere in Florida, fishing with my family.
I'll most likely be having fun with life, you know, owning a restaurant, no kids.
Probably still in college with a lot of debt.
I think in 10 years I'll be admiring my goals that I have set for myself now. Do you guys have any goals that you're admiring now and that you think will be set forth in 10 years?
My goal is very successful.
My goal would just be uphold the family construction business and make sure that it doesn't go under and fail and we have a positive income in the future.
My goal would to be very successful in life, be able to live well, and retire early.
I would love it if I were like an architect making six figures or more. That'd be my goal.
And Fritz, I know you're saying you want to make six figures, etc., etc., etc. What type of architecture do you think you'll be doing? And do you think you'll be with the big firms like Howard Hanna, etc., etc.?
I think I might just build my own firm because I'm not working for no one. Honestly, I'll be honest with you. I don't want to.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. My goal is personally to just help the world and make it a better place. Like now I'm doing communal service and that stuff, so hopefully in the future I'll have something going like Crossroads and be a perfect scholar for this program. And also with Amir, like you said you want to be a successful person. How successful do you think you want to be? Do you want to be at that 10 million subscriber level in content creation? Do you want to have a lot of money? What type of success do you want and how would you categorize it?
I mean, the success can go like a lot of ways. It can be like a good success or a bad success because like being popular isn't like always a good thing and then like it can be really bad. But I feel like if I was like in the mid-range mark, like around like 1 million, I think I would be fine. And I just feel like expressing myself to the world, really.
I mean, yeah, you could make a lot of money off that, but, I mean, working in the construction business might be a little bit better, in my opinion. You know, hands-on labor, you get paid a lot of money a year. Plus, if you get yourself out there enough, you can have a lot of rental houses, make a lot of money off that. You could sit on your butt after a little bit. Be sitting on daddy's yacht, you know?
That's why I'm doing real estate.
Yeah, if you get into it early enough, you know, and you get the logistics down, like... You get a property early and you put enough money into it and rent it out for a decent amount of money, it'll pay itself off.
Yeah, and then Sadie, would you like to add on to that? Like, are you going to try and do anything real estate wise? Like, are you going to try and have like a bigger house? Like, what type of house would you like essentially? Like, interior, exterior, do you have anything like that you would want?
It just has to be a good house. I like it to, like, not be modern. Like, I want to be modern, but I also want it to be, like, a vintage-type house with enough rooms, enough bathrooms. So it's not, like, one better, one bathroom, no space. I don't want that. So, yeah. I also want a lot of money. A lot of money so that I'd be able to financially support my family and help my parents as well.
I'd say, like, a little vintage cottage in the middle of the forest so I can till my own land. I feel like it'd be, like, healthier and better, you know, just doing things hands-on. And, you know, feel like a little suburban wife doing that. So, yeah.
Not to toot my own horn and make myself sound unique, but I'd kind of want a more modern house, like how those people build those Minecraft houses with the little white balcony, etc., etc., if you guys know what I'm talking about, the super realistic mods. I'd kind of want something like that. Obviously, when I'm making a lot of money, maybe a good big backyard, a couple acres that I could hunt on. I know over here, hunting and fishing aren't really the same, but they're kind of similar. Do you have anything like that you'd want to add to the hunting and fishing, Christian?
I mean, yeah, hunting, you're kind of, you know, using a weapon to get your own food in sort of a humane but not really ethical manner. But fishing, it's kind of more, you know, like you're not really terrorizing the animal or anything. It's not like you shot a deer and you shot a little too high and he's running 5 miles and still trying to live. But, I mean, if you're doing, you know, like a fish, you hit him over the head with a rock and that's it, you know. It's not like you're dragging them behind your car, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I see what you mean totally with the fish and whatnot. I personally think hunting's a more humane way. I mean, fishing, you're just trying to hook the fish. Like, you see those TikToks where the people act out how a fish's last lives are like and they hook it on their mouth and whatnot. I feel like that's pretty inhumane. But going back to the 10 years and our future and all that stuff, like, I know Fritz talked about architecture and stuff like that. Amir talked about content creation, real estate as well with my buddy over here, Christian. Do your, like, family or environment in general, does that have any impact on your jobs and whatnot? Like an uncle having an architecture firm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, my mom works with technology. She works at Apple, and she sets, like, a big example for me. She works on the phones a lot, and I feel like if I would, like, maybe be, like, I would sometimes do construction, I feel like I would fix stuff, really.
I mean, with that, yeah, you have, it's a lot to work with, but if you're working a construction business and you're doing all the work yourself and you're not hiring people to come work for you, you can just save yourself a lot of time and money. I mean, yeah, it's harder to do it at your own expense, but in the long run, if you are doing real estate and you have several rental properties and you're renting them out at a good rate to where the house is paying itself back in a couple years and you're still making a steady income to where you can kind of sit around and just make a steady living off the rent and not do too much and just do maintenance on it here and there, it should be fine for a job. People shouldn't have to go to anything really else for it. You need to at least have a high school diploma. But yeah, you can still go to trade school to get the licenses, but some people don't.
My dad, he is in construction, but he used to work at a restaurant, really fancy restaurant, and I mean the food was fire. And he taught me how to cook ever since I was young, and then I would learn to cook other meals myself. So I would like to own a restaurant I wanted to share with people, because like the meals he would make, they're like a little strange. There's this one meal, it's a breakfast meal, it's called peanut butter and jelly French toast. It's actually delicious, and people a lot don't like, they look at me weird when I say I eat it, but I'd like people to try it themselves because it's actually really good. So maybe a restaurant would be nice. Does it have anything to do with the environment? Yes.
So my uncle used to be an engineer. My dad designed our first house, and my mom, she draws a lot of stuff. So I guess they did influence me a lot. It's also my own personal experience. Honestly, I'll be honest, when I was younger, I used to think I might become like a mad scientist when I grew up. I loved making potions and stuff like that, but I guess architecture, it's a steady pathway, I guess, yeah, so environment does affect everything.
So I know Fritz had a lot of compelling statements there, but Sadie just drew me back and made me real hungry with talking about food and whatnot, and I think this is a good question to ask just in the time and the relevance of the conversation. Like, what's your favorite foods and why? Just a fun little question to ask.
My favorite food is chicken Alfredo because I love how juicy and how it tastes. It's just really good. And I just love chicken Alfredo.
I'd have to say anything Italian, really. It's just very delicious food. It's just, there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfect every time.
What's the best element about the Italian food? Is it the seasoning? What is it?
It's just an all-around good mix of food. I mean, the seasoning and everything's just on spot. There's never a dull moment with Italian food. It's very flavorful. It never misses.
For me, I'd say anything saucy or, like, hoagie related. I, like, love anything that, like, has noodles. So, like, spaghetti, chicken Alfredo, or Alfredo in general. That's so good. And then hoagie-wise, I really like Philly cheesesteaks, especially with mushrooms. Oh, so good. And then I also really like soups, so yeah.
I like chicken Alfredo too, and just Alfredo in general. But I'll be honest, shrimp is the best food ever. And I know my friend over here, Sadie, is allergic, but shrimp is so good. It is the best fish in the sea.
You know, yeah, I totally agree with you, Fritz. Like, shrimp's pretty good. It does remind me of chicken. And corresponding, like, chicken, in my opinion, is the best food. If I was on an island, anything like that, I'd have chicken 24/7. You could season it up with a little sea salt, go in the sea, grab a little sand, put it on top. It'll taste like a salty piece of chicken. I mean, it's so good. There's so much stuff you could put on it. It's just like power. It's like the mitochondria of the cell. It's a powerhouse, easily. But do any of you guys want to add any questions?
I would like to disagree with that. Chicken is not the best ever. Chicken is too bland. It's too much meat sometimes. I do like fried chicken when it's really well seasoned. But chicken in general, just the bone and everything, is just too much for me. I don't like chicken at all. But yeah, I eat it, but I don't like it. I do have a question for everyone here. What are you passionate about, like, right now at this moment?
Passionate about making people feel comfortable. I mean, like, because that's one of the things that people say. Like, when they first meet me, they're not, like, loose, and they're not, like, as comfortable as I would like them to be. So I, like to make people comfortable where they're able to feel like they are able to be themselves.
Right now, I'm really just only passionate about fishing and working with my grandfather and helping him work on houses and stuff and keep the family construction business going.
Right now, I'm passionate about keeping a strong connection with all my friends, getting good grades, and just staying on top and not trying to slack, and just, yeah, stay on the top and be successful.
No, yeah, totally agree with all you guys. Like, what you had to say are key components to life. Like, it's just how they live, right? But for me, like, personally, something really close to me, close to home, is, like, communal service. Like, I feed the blind, I do all that stuff, like, once a month and whatnot. Like, I go to the food banks, etc., 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 and I just have a good time, and that's definitely, like, a key component for me. And obviously, like, everyone obviously said a wide range of things. Like, do you have anything, like, descriptive, like, one word that will describe you? Because obviously, like, for example, construction, like, that's a broad thing that could be categorized in a lot of words, but is there one that's really, like, stuck out to you that you're trying to follow? Like, leadership, ambience, optimism, stuff like that, that you use in everyday life and that gets put up in your head every once in a while in the day?
Well, I have to say the word passionate, because in general, you can't be good at something if you don't want to be good at something. So if you are passionate about that one thing, then you will be good at it.
I would say misunderstood, because I am misunderstood a lot.
I would have to say, honestly, some structural. It's just something that's very used in the trade, like for construction. Structure's just everything about it. Like, you can't put a wall together with just two pieces of wood. It's a whole backbone structure in the middle of it.
I would have to say doubt, because a lot of people, like, doubt me with things that they think I can't do. So I like to prove them wrong. So, yeah.
I'd say word for me is probably resilience. Through all obstacles, I push through and do the things we need to do. And obviously, like, all the words we said, there's always something that is combative to the word. But just as a message to everyone out there, if there's anything combating you in your everyday life, in a word, in your emotions, in your actions, always just keep pushing past. Think of positive things. Don't think of negatives. Don't think of violence. Think of peace, etc., etc., etc. What else could we talk about here? All right, pretty random one that we haven't touched on yet. Favorite season, favorite holiday. So, for example, like, Christmas and winter, and go into reasons why.
That's pretty hard. I really like Halloween. It's just, and fall in general, or autumn. I like saying it because it sounds fancier. But Halloween is such a fun holiday. It's where you're not really expected to do much except, like, dress up and pass out candy. Like, on Christmas, you're expected to, like, oh, buy gifts and do that and do this. Easter, it's a whole bunch of things, really, and on, but Halloween is just relaxing, and you can just eat as much candy as you can, actually. So, yeah.
I would have to say Thanksgiving, because it's the time where you're able to eat and spend time with family, which I really appreciate, because sometimes I'm not really able to visit family often. So I really appreciate being able to eat and have fun with my family on Thanksgiving.
I'd have to say Christmas, because it's the only time where it's like you get presents and you get to be able to see family that you might not get to see all the time. Plus, it's another great time to see family, because they get you things you asked for, like, all the time the other parts of the year, but they get it to you for the one special day. Well, except for your birthday, but they give it to you on one special day when you're with everybody.
I would have to agree with Fritz. I love autumn / fall, and I just like it's a good time, really. I would also agree with Sadie. I like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a good time to be with your friends and family and just eat.
Yeah, I agree with everyone here. My favorite season is fall, but my favorite holiday is definitely Christmas, which obviously doesn't fall in fall, but just at Christmas, it's a time of giving. It's just a time to have thanks for family and see everyone, because obviously some of my family doesn't live in Pittsburgh. They live in Arkansas, other states, obviously, so it's definitely a good time to see people. But Fritz reminded me of something with the word autumn. And I remember I talked to this girl at some point, and her name was Autumn. And I just loved the name. And I would totally name my child that. But, like, what are, like, good baby names that you've thought of before? Female and male. So a boy name and a girl name, just off the top.
Okay, so we're all pretty young. A little bit too young to be thinking about baby names, but it happens sometimes. So I think for a boy, I really like the name Montero. It's so relaxing, and there's not really a lot of M names that sound good. For a girl, I don't really know, honestly. Pretty much all my options are like flower names or some French names. So I don't really know about that.
I only have one girl name that I would name my daughter, and it's Journey. I would love to name my daughter Journey.
The only child name I could think of for a boy would be Axel. I don't know why. It's like the first thing that comes to mind is Axel.
I don't really have names. I'm not thinking of baby names yet. But there's this one name that really stuck out to me. It was a boy name. It was Xavier. I thought that was nice. And then for a girl, it's a really classic old name, Rose, which was nice because I like roses.
Thinking of like baby names and whatnot. One I had is like Madeline, and then another one, obviously, my name Daniel. It's the perfect name for a child. But just to wrap up, like Fritz, Montero actually reminds me of the country Montenegro in Africa. And I think that's a really unique name, and I think it really complements well with someone. It's unique, and I think that definitely has to be something that contributes to a name, uniqueness.
I would also like to add on, I picked Montero because Montana, I really like the name. It's fun. Anyways, we will be wrapping up over here. That is all the time that we have for today. This was the Casuals Podcast, and your hosts, me, Fritz, Desuimi,
Daniel Harris,
Amir Webb,
Christian Fazio,
and Sadie Hanner.
Thank you so much. See you guys next time.